Ramayana Act 3, Chapter 11. Lakshman battles Indrajit. Scene 3. Lakshman battles Indrajit. After they had covered many miles, the Bhishan pointed to the Rakshasa army lying ahead. Indrajit had placed them all around the sanctuary, and in the distance they appeared like a great black cloud descended to earth. The monkeys and bears took up trees and rocks and charged straight at the Rakshasa army. The Rakshasas replied with all kinds of weapons, and the sky between the two armies became filled with missiles of various shapes. The monkey army pressed forward and began to overrun the Rakshasas, who had been caught by surprise. The Rakshasas ran about, crying in fear. They called out for Indrajit to help them. Indrajit became indignant upon realizing that he was now being disturbed. Who had been so insolent as to attack him during his sacrifice? With the ritual still unfinished, he stood up and went out of the sanctuary. Seeing the battle raging, he quickly mounted his chariot and went out amid the Rakshasas. Hanuman had taken the lead in the battle and was wreaking havoc among the demons. With an enormous tree, he battered innumerable Rakshasas to death. The Rakshasas surrounded him and rained down shower of arrows, spears, swords, and javelins. Hanuman laughed off those weapons and continued thrashing the demons with trees and boulders. Indrajit, seeing Hanuman destroying the Rakshasa army, ordered his chariot driver to go quickly before the monkey. As Indrajit appeared before Hanuman, the monkey challenged him to a duel. "Stand here before me. Display your strength of arms, O evil one. You shall not return with your life today." Indrajit took up his bow and prepared to shoot arrows at Hanuman. Seeing this, Vibhishana urged Lakshman to engage with Indrajit immediately. Lakshmana twanged his bow, making a terrific sound. Indrajit turned and saw the prince, who called out to him. "I challenge you to battle. Stay before my vision, fighting fairly, if you dare, for death now awaits you, O vile Rakshasa." Indrajit spotted Vibhishana next to Lakshman and began to rebuke him with harsh words. "You, O uncle, are the disgrace of our race. How can you display enmity toward me? For I am as good as your own son. What do you know of virtue? You have abandoned your own people and have sided with the enemy. Pointing out my vulnerability, O degraded one, you have rendered great harm to your own brother. Surely you do not know right from wrong." Vibhishana replied, that he did not share the disposition of a Rakshasa. Although born in their race, he did not take pleasure in their sinful acts, which they enjoyed. Citing texts from the Vedas, Vibhishan then said to his nephew, "One should always abandon an unrighteous relative, even as one should quickly abandon a burning house. There is no greater sin than stealing the wife of another. By killing eminent rishis and waging war on the gods, Ravana has lost all sense of propriety. And now, having stolen Rama's wife, he has filled his cup of sins to the point of overflowing. Along with all of his kinsmen, he will soon die. But first, you shall die today at the hands of Lakshman." Indrajit replied harshly to his uncle. Lifting his ornate bow, he derided Lakshman, who was mounted upon Hanuman's back. "Tell me, how will you withstand my arrows, loosed with the force of a thunderbolt? It is clear that you have already embarked upon the road to the abode of Yamaraj. I shall send you there at once, along with all these monkeys." Lakshman was enraged to hear Indrajit's bragging. He thundered back at him, "You are strong only with words, O Rakshasa. Those possessed of actual prowess show it with their deeds, not with boasts. Heroes never need to fight invisibly. You are simply a thief and a coward. If you have any prowess, then show it today. Here I am, within the range of your arrows." Indrajit at once released dozens of arrows that hissed through the air like serpents. They struck Lakshman and pierced through his armor. The prince began to bleed, and swelling with fury, he appeared like a smokeless fire. But without the least hesitation, he took out 5 steel arrows worked with gold and fitted with eagle feathers. Pulling his bowstring back to his ear, he shot them at Indrajit. They flew like the rays of the sun, penetrating the Rakshasa's breast. The demon replied with 3 more arrows of his own, which sped through the air in flames. The 2 combatants fought furiously, each seeking a quick victory. They appeared to be like 2 lions standing firmly on the battlefield, hurling their weapons. Fighting from Hanuman's back, Lakshmana displayed great dexterity. His arrows fell upon Indrajit from all sides, striking him like thunderbolts. The Rakshasa was stunned by Lakshman's attack, and he reeled in his chariot. Regaining his senses, the demon shouted at Lakshman, trying to create fear in the prince. Indrajit reminded him how he had been overcome by his weapons on 2 former occasions. Surely, Lakshman had forgotten that. Or else, how could he be so foolish as to stand before him again? The Rakshasa at once pierced Lakshman, Hanuman, and Vibhishana, each with a dozen fierce arrows. Lakshman laughed and derided the demon's strength. These arrows are nothing. They strike me like so many flowers and simply increase my desire to fight. Lakshman covered the Rakshasa with swift coursing arrows that tore off his heavy golden armor, which dropped from the demon like stars falling from heaven. He was covered in blood, and he shone like the morning sun. In reply, Indrajit sent 1,000 arrows at Lakshman and shattered his armor. The two warriors, lacerated with arrows, battled strenuously for some hours. Neither of them retreated nor felt any fatigue. Hails of arrows sped through the sky like showers falling from autumnal clouds. Both were expert in mystic missiles, and they fired and countered those weapons again and again. Networks of arrows clashed together in the heavens, emitting fire and sparks. Huge fireballs were countered by sheets of water, while weapons producing roaring gales were checked by others, which created immovable mountains. A vehement and terrible struggle ensued for a long time. The earth was covered with a mass of arrows that looked like a carpet of sacred kusa grass. The two princes, arrows sticking out from every part of their bodies, bled profusely, appearing like mountains covered with trees and giving forth shining red oxides. As they fought, Vibhishan exhorted the monkeys to engage with the other Rakshasas. He told them that Indrajit was accompanied by all that was left of the Rakshasa army. Vibhishana then named all the Rakshasa heroes who had been slain, thus giving joy to the monkeys and increasing their enthusiasm. They lashed the ground with their tails and bared their terrible teeth. The monkeys stood gazing intently at the Rakshasas. Vibhishana himself then took up his bow and began sending his deadly shafts toward the Rakshasas. Roaring like lions, the monkeys leaped toward the Rakshasas, and a fearful battle took place. Lakshman dismounted from Hanuman's back, and the monkey dashed into the fray, curling a great tree trunk, mowing down the Rakshasas in the thousands. Jambavan led his army of fierce bears straight into the battle, and the melee spread in all directions as monkeys, bears, and rakshasas tore and struck each other wildly. Lakshmana stood on the ground facing Indrajit. The rakshasa remained in his chariot and continued to release volumes of arrows at the prince. Becoming enraged, Lakshmana sped 4 arrows at the 4 frightful-looking tigers drawing the demon's chariot. The chariot then halted as the beasts were struck by Lakshmana's shafts. He then took a crescent-tipped arrow and forcefully released it at Indrajit's chariot driver, severing his head from his body. As the chariot driver fell to the ground, four heroic monkeys bounded over to Indrajit's chariot and fell upon the four tigers. Crushing and pounding them, the monkeys reduced them to a lifeless mass and then ran back to Lakshmana's side. Indrajit leaped to the ground and retreated back among the other Rakshasas. He ordered them to hold off the monkeys, but to keep Lakshmana engaged. Then the Rakshasa prince rose swiftly into the air, entering Lanka to get another chariot. Within a short time, he appeared again on the battlefield, driving a golden chariot equipped with every kind of weapon. Full of vigor for the fight, Indrajit at once assailed Lakshmana and Vibhishana, simultaneously firing innumerable shafts at the monkey warriors. So swift was his movement that it was impossible to see when he lifted his bow, when he pulled it back, when the string was pulled, or took out and fitted his arrows. All that could be perceived was an endless stream of wetted shafts being sent out in all directions. Indrajit tore thousands of monkeys to pieces. They fell down screaming, crying out to Lakshmana for protection. With his eyes blazing in anger, Lakshmana shot five straight-going arrows which smashed Indrajit's bow. Seeing this wondrous feat, the gods and rishis assembled in the sky, applauding Lakshmana. The prince then pierced Indrajit with 12 more arrows, which went right through the Rakshasa's body, falling to the ground like red serpents entering the earth. Vomiting blood, Indrajit grasped another bow and immediately released 100 arrows at Lakshman. Those arrows screamed through the air, shooting forth bright red flames. Lakshmana remained calm and intercepted the blazing shafts. Indrajit sped innumerable other arrows toward Lakshmana, but the prince parried them all. He answered the demon's attack by again severing his chariot driver's head with another crescent-headed shaft. Although deprived of their controller, however, Indrajit's steeds continued to pull the chariot, rising into the air and displaying various circular movements. Lakshmana exhibited astonishing prowess. He completely covered Indrajit's chariot with arrows and then pierced all of the other demons surrounding the Rakshasa prince. Again, Indrajit descended and shot three arrows, which embedded themselves in Lakshman's forehead, making him appear like a three-peaked mountain. At once, Lakshmana replied with five searing shafts that thudded into Indrajit's head. The two opponents bleeding profusely from their wounds, looked like a couple of King Shuka trees in full blossom. As Indrajit reeled from attack, Lakshman quickly shot four deadly arrows, which killed the demon's four horses. The Rakshasa leaped down from the chariot, and as he jumped, he hurled a golden lance at the Bhishan. That lance resembled a bolt of heaven. Lakshmana instantly shot five arrows at the speeding lance and cut it into pieces. Vibhishana took up his bow and pierced Indrajit in the breast with a number of arrows that struck him with a sound like thunderclaps. Indrajit bellowed in anger. He took from his quiver a glowing arrow which he had received from Yamaraj himself. Seeing the Rakshasa fitting this mystic missile to his bow, Lakshmana quickly invoked a weapon that he had obtained in a dream from Kuvera. The two infuriated combatants pulled back their bowstrings with the divine weapons fitted. Both bows emitted a piercing noise like a pair of cranes. And when released, the two weapons collided violently in midair, lighting up the heavens. A great fire appeared in the sky, along with billows of smoke. The missiles fell to the ground in hundreds of blazing pieces. Lakshmana then invoked the Varuna Astra, the weapon presided over by the god of the waters. Perceiving this, Indrajit countered the weapon with another imbued with the divine energy of Shiva. The Rakshasa then released the Agneya Astra, but this was countered by Lakshmana with the Surya Astra, the missile charged with the immense potency of the sun god. Remaining firm on the battlefield, Indrajit placed a long golden arrow on his bow and began reciting sacred incantations. Darts, maces, swords, axes, hammers, and other weapons flew from his bow by the hundreds. Not disturbed, Lakshman invoked a missile presided over by the wind god and immediately neutralized Indrajit's weapon. The battle between man and demon raged furiously, both of them relentlessly hurling their deadly missiles, filling the sky with volleys of arrows. Neither showed any sign of fatigue, and both were worked up with a terrible anger. All around them, monkeys and rakshasas clashed violently in a fearful and bloody battle. The gods, headed by Indra and accompanied by great rishis, stood in the canopy of the sky. They prayed to Vishnu and showered blessings upon Lakshmana and the Vanaras, wishing them victory. Lakshmana saw numerous omens indicative of victory and considered the time for Indrajit's destruction had now arrived. After reflecting for a moment, the prince invoked a divine arrow he had received from his brother, which had formerly belonged to Lord Indra. That beautiful shining arrow was imbued with inconceivable power. It was worked with gold and gems and fitted with peacock feathers. The arrow had rounded golden joints with large steel tip, flat and broad, and its razor-sharp edges inlaid with diamonds. As Lakshmana placed it upon his bow and drew back the string, he invoked the divine Indra's Astra, presided over by the king of the gods, Indra. Within himself, he prayed. If Ram is always true to his word and fixed in virtue, and if he possesses unrivaled power, then let this arrow end Indrajit's life. The heroic Lakshman concentrated his mind and released the arrow. It screamed toward Indrajit with blinding speed. Before the Rakshasa could make any move to counter the weapon, it severed his head from his shoulders. That most handsome head, with its jeweled helmet and blazing earrings, rolled upon the ground, bathed in blood, shining like gold. Ravana's son dropped to the ground with his bow falling from his hand. All the monkeys and bears, along with the Vibhishan, loudly rejoiced. And in the heavens, the gods, Gandharvas, and Rishis raised a shout of victory. With their leader slain, the Rakshasas lost all enthusiasm for the fight. Terror-stricken, they flung down their weapons and fled in every direction. Some rushed into Lanka, some hid in mountain caves, others dipped into the sea. Seeing Indrajit lying dead, they all vanished from the battlefield, even as the rays of the sun disappear when the sun has set. The Rakshasa prince lay on the ground like a fire that has been extinguished. A roll of celestial drums sounded in the skies, and the singing of Gandharvas and Apsaras could be heard. The skies became clear and the sea calm. As the dust settled on the battlefield, golden flowers rained from the heavens. Siddhas, Charanas, and Gandharvas appeared and gazed upon the dead Rakshasa. The monkeys leaped for joy, thundering and roaring, applauding Lakshmana. Surrounded by Hanuman, Jambavan, and Vibhishan, Lakshman returned to Ram. Respectfully circumambulating him, he stood by Ram's side, bow in hand, just as Indra might stand by the side of Vishnu. Ram smiled, realizing that Lakshman had succeeded in the difficult mission. He looked with affection upon his brother, Then Vibhishan described how Indrajit had been slain. Ram cheered Lakshman upon hearing this report and addressed him with great delight. Well done, Lakshman. You have achieved a great feat today. Without doubt, this has assured our victory. You have cut off Ravana's right arm and his best hope of success in the battle. Now that the merciless and evil-minded Indrajit is killed, we will see the sinful Ravana issuing forth for battle. Then I shall dispatch him to the abode of death along with all of his army. Ram then thanked all of the warriors who had accompanied Lakshman. They had fought solidly for 3 days. All of them were badly wounded. Lakshman himself was severely lacerated with wounds from arrows. His body was covered in blood. He was tormented with pain and was breathing heavily. Then Ram summoned Sushena, the monkey skilled in healing. He ordered him to treat Lakshman and the others with celestial remedies. They then rested on the battlefield, awaiting Ravana's next move. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thus ends Ramayan Act 3, Chapter 11, Lakshman Battles Indrajit.